assist client in determining affordable rent. The cost of rent is highly related to the client's desired neighborhood. Features that are often desired include living in a safe, well-maintained neighborhood that has a good school district and access to work, hospitals, clinics, shopping, and so on. However, the rent in some neighborhoods will not be affordable for a given client. The client may want to explore some alternative neighborhoods and weigh the pros and cons of any required commuting against the cost differences. While what is considered affordable rent will differ greatly due to the very different cost of living in certain cities and in the countryside, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, suggests paying no more than 30% of your gross income, pre-tax income, on rent. For example, if a client's pre-tax income is $4,000 per month, then the ideal would be to pay no more than $1,200 per month in rent. This rule of thumb may be very unrealistic in some urban markets. Various websites related to renting have affordable rent calculators that take into account the cost of living in the city that is specified. For renting, landlords may use gross income to decide if a renter can afford the lease, such as approval criteria of paying no more than 50% of gross income on rent. For the same example, this would be no more than $2,000 per month in rent. While gross income is useful for determining chances of being approved by a landlord for a lease, discussing rental affordability with a client should otherwise use net income or take-home pay, because this is what the client will actually have available for rent, plus other expenses. Assuming that the same client's take-home pay is $3,000 per month, then $1,200 per month in rent would be 40% of the client's take-home pay, while a rent of $2,000 would be two-thirds, 66.7% of their available budget. Determining what a client decides is affordable will be based partly on the client's goals and values. Example, a safe neighborhood is a priority, which can include considerations of work and transportation constraints, where the client's friends and family live, or their status quo bias, such as being used to living in a specific apartment building. Financial feasibility should be considered in relation to these goals and values, but if the client's renting choice results in a high percentage of income going to rent, the client may need to be willing to set other spending plan priorities much lower to end up with a balanced budget. What is affordable is based partly on the client's goals and values, but if the client's renting choice results in a high percentage of income going to rent, the client may need to set other spending priorities much lower. Here are some other ways to reduce rent. Get one or more roommates, which creates risks of non-compatibility and roommate non-payment of rent, but roommates can split rent and utility costs. Find a neighborhood that has lower rent, example, a longer commute, a worse neighborhood. Shop around for good rates. For example, a private landlord may offer lower rates than corporate landlords if the private landlord can get a stable tenant. This may also be a higher quality unit and/or be in a safer neighborhood. Some landlords will offer longer multi-year leases that keep rent fixed for longer periods. Long-term renters may also be able to negotiate a lower rent due to the stability they offer to the landlord. Getting approved for renting typically requires a credit check. If the client's credit score is low, one option to increase the chances of getting approved is to get a guarantor, which is basically a co-signer for the lease. The guarantor, such as a parent, agrees to pay the rent if the client fails to pay. If several people sign a lease as roommates, each is effectively a co-signer, and the total rent is due even if one or more of the roommates fail to pay their share. Renting a larger place that is affordable for the client alone would increase the impact of this risk.